Everybody's wondering, is Agile dying? Will AI take over my job? Look, if you want certainty and stability in an obviously changing landscape, here's what's real. The elite few who have been through the forge are forever changed. You want to talk about safeguarding your career in uncertain times? You want to talk about opening up your earning potential past the dwindling rates for Agile Scrum Masters and coaches? Then you belong in the forge. But I know these are difficult times. I've got massive discounts specifically designed to help those who may be out of work or just getting back into the workplace. You don't want to be just ordinary. You want to make impact. You want to be exceptional. So come find me, links in the show notes below, and grab this deal before it goes away. The people that I most admire, who have done the things that I wish I had done, who thought of things that I wish I'd thought of, whose lives and contributions seem to matter in a way that inspires me, are people who go against the grain. That's this week on the Badass Agile Podcast. Greetings, team. Welcome to the Badass Agile Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Williams. Welcome, friends. More and more, I'm starting to see little pockets of organizations and groups realizing that if you just do the conventional, if you do what's expected, if you execute on the manual as written, you get approximately the same results as the people to the left and to the right of you. So companies start competing on price, maybe on some specific niche, but at the end of the day, they're just kind of following the rules. They're doing what's expected, they're doing what's customary, and they're doing what they've always done. And that space is very, very comfortable, especially for large organizations, because who wants to make the decision that sinks the boat? Well, in order to achieve extraordinary things, you think in an extraordinary way, as a leader, as the captain and the flag waver of agility for your organization. Let's get into it. But first, let's take a moment to remember why we're here. To create an elite tribe of leaders who truly serve their clients and communities by doing what matters and what works, relentlessly chasing value and excellence like a badass. There's so many resources out there about what you need to do to be agile, but we're focused on who you need to become in order to lead teams. So let's hammer down those fundamentals to create a truly unique and powerful force in this industry. Now, if you love this episode and it helps you, please do us a solid and share it with your friends. Well, here's the thing. In order to become something different, rather than just doing Agile, buy the book Agile, corporate Agile, you're going to have to start thinking differently. And with that comes a requirement to go against the grain. So allow me to inspire you today, because the world needs more difference. The world needs you to stand out, to be like every other Scrum Master, Agile Coach, manager or leader sentences you to a lifetime of sameness, of competing with people who do and think exactly the same way. But the people who are memorable, who make real change, are the ones who think and act differently. They go against the grain. In many cases, the way they think and behave is the complete opposite of what is accepted, understood, and appreciated in the industry. But because they do what they do, when they are able to make change, it's always a positive increment towards a better world. It's always memorable, irreversible, and meaningful change. Going against the grain means having the courage to see an outcome, to visualize a different way, a different world, the ability to have something different, to have something better. And the best way to build this skill and this courage is to ask questions. About why? Why is it like this? What if it could be different? Why can't it be? Why not? Going against the grain means accepting nothing, no matter where the rules may come from. Going against the grain means looking at that rule and asking, being curious about where it came from, why it worked, when it didn't, if it ever worked, and most importantly, asking the question, what if the opposite were true? Going against the grain means letting go of the need to have certainty Or to put it more correctly, letting go of the belief that certainty comes from repeatable rules. Certainty comes from setting a destination and running a set of experiments that often reject the common wisdom, the way we've always done things, and the accepted norm, to actually see what happens, to get results in your hands that you can touch and feel. To be certain only happens when you try and sometimes fail. Doing is the only way, and that requires that you challenge your own thinking, that you let go of your need to get it right the first time by over-preparing and asking for too much permission. Going against the grain means transcending the accepted conversation. In the case of Scrum and Agile, that means questioning. Why do we always talk about Scrum and Agility as though it's a precise science? Why do we always talk about Scrum and Agility as though it only belongs in the software domain or the technology realm? And why do we always talk about Scrum or Kanban as if there's a defined set of roles, rules, and processes that must always be adhered to? To free yourself from this, we only must accept that doing the most important thing first, that honoring simplicity, that moving with customer value in mind, can happen in an auto dealership, it can happen in a sales department, an HR department, a marketing department, an operations unit. It can happen for people who run birthday parties for little kids. It can happen for wedding photographers. You can use these processes and ideals anywhere. You read about Agile and Scrum anywhere on the internet, in any of the published books or classic texts. It's always software, software, software. What if you broke that mold? What if you said no? What if you went in the opposite direction? Going against the grain means understanding your principles and your vision. Where are you trying to go? What impact do you want to make on behalf of your client, your customer? And being excellent and elegant at transmitting that idea, recruiting help and support. Going to need both of them. And realizing at first that, like most innovators, you're going to be ridiculed and rejected first. And only after all of the resistance and the ridicule and the rejection, when the results start to come, when you make waves, when you make ripples, people will be able to look at you and say, ah, see, I knew it all along. Those trials are the required steps to making real, lasting change and to having real success. And most people won't walk through the fire. And perhaps most important, going against the grain involves a choice to no longer be a follower, to no longer let others around you set the rules and to set the standards, but to set a standard for yourself, to create a new high watermark that others haven't dared to do before you, to rest on the shoulders of giants, to honor their accomplishments, their achievements, their creations and innovations, and to say, I must go further. I task myself with getting to the next level and taking the next step. And that requires a willingness to fumble in the dark, to not know what's going to happen next, to not know where to go, to run without a guidebook, to trust in your internal GPS, and to be willing to go off-road from time to time just for the sheer joy of it. If you'd like to break free of corporate agile, if you believe that what we do as practitioners can change the way we do business, can change the way we work with people, can change our contribution to the community, can make a better world, then it's time for you to go against the grain, to break out. I have a free guide on the things that you can start doing today to open up the doors to a different way of introducing agility to the world of work and contribution. The link to download it is in the show notes below. I hope this inspired you, and I know that this message isn't for everybody. And there's one thing I've learned in 7 great years of doing this podcast. That's right, you heard right. 7 years. Thank you for those 7 years, my friends. And that's this. There are some people who just want to know how to do the job. How many people are allowed in my stand-up? Who gets to come to the demo? What do I say in my retrospectives? What do I do if my company can only release once every 6 months? Can I have a 6-month sprint? Some people want answers, but other people want questions. And I've learned that this podcast and this way of thinking isn't for everybody, but for those who want to be free, for those who want to create, for those who want to make impact, for those who want to make a real contribution, those are the question people. And we have a funny way of finding each other. So I thank you for being here. I look forward to seeing you next time, and until then, stay badass.